This is Curtis Beckman, news director at WCCO Radio. June 14, 1981, a Sunday afternoon. Heavy rains had pounded portions of the Midwest in the days before, heavy rains. Northern States Power Company linemen worked feverishly to restore power to an estimated 30,000 customers in the Twin Cities alone following severe summer weather, including heavy rains and strong winds. But Sunday afternoon would be even more severe. Tornadoes would hit portions of the Twin Cities area. Property damage would be extremely heavy, scores would be injured. Even one death is tragic, of course, but miraculously, just two deaths resulted from the tornado strikes. This is an award presentation from WCCO Radio News. It attempts to describe the actions and reactions of WCCO Radio and its news bureau personnel before, during, and following the tornado strikes. The actualities which become a part of this presentation are taken from the station's log tape and are unedited, and they are representative. For your consideration, on-air handling of storm warning information, reports of WCCO Radio news reporters, and the response of WCCO Radio listeners who invariably call to fill in the blanks of coverage of this type of storm. The combination, over the years, has made WCCO Radio the station for emergency information, a reputation reconfirmed in coverage of that June 14th storm. 3:06, Sunday afternoon, June 14th. WCCO Radio announcer Bill Deal outlines a tornado watch, which has just been issued and which would go into effect a few minutes later.
The time now is 6 minutes after 3 o'clock. This is Bill Deal with you on a Sunday in CCO land, and Harlan Gabrielson is at the controls. The National Severe Storms Forecast Center has just issued a tornado watch, which applies to parts of west and north Iowa, a part of eastern Nebraska, part of south and east Minnesota, and a small part of western Wisconsin. And it does include the Twin Cities metropolitan area. This is not a warning, it's a watch. A watch, again, meaning that weather is such that turbulence could develop. This watch goes into effect at 3:30 this afternoon, and it will be in effect until 9 o'clock tonight unless lifted earlier. Tornadoes, large hail, and damaging thunderstorm winds are possible in these areas. And so a tornado...
Announcer Deal continues his normal programming, but with frequent mentions of the tornado watch and descriptions of strong summer storms in southern Minnesota. 3:24, a listener calls to report very heavy rains just west of the Twin Cities area.
Kokish Athletic, Hopkins, West St. Paul, Maplewood Plaza, and Southtown Center. If Dad's into sports, get into Kokish.
It's now 24 minutes after 3. It's cloudy. It's 81 degrees. And you're in Victoria?
Yep, we're out here, Bill.
And do you want to locate Victoria from the Twin Cities?
Oh, just about a half a mile west of the Arboretum by the Minnetonka area.
Mm-hmm. And Arena. So you're practically right in the greater metropolitan area.
Yes, sir.
And what's happening with you?
Well, it's raining buckets. Good day for indoor sports.
Ah.
A little bit of hail. Looking out over the lake here, and the Canadian geese are heading for cover.
Back to regular programming, but with further repeats of tornado watch information, including a list of Minnesota counties included in the watch area. Listener information just a few minutes earlier becomes a portent for a severe thunderstorm warning from the National Weather Service, broadcast as received at 3:39 p.m.
The National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4 o'clock for persons in Hennepin County, which includes the Lake Minnetonka area. This is primarily in the Lake Minnetonka area. We've had reports of hail from golf ball size to one report of baseball-sized hail to the National Weather Service in the Lake Minnetonka area. So the National Weather Service recommends that persons should seek shelter immediately and listen for later updating statements. But from the National Weather Service at Twin Cities International Airport, the issuance of a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for the next 20 minutes for persons in the Lake Minnetonka area.
It's getting more serious now. Deal continues with a repeat of severe thunderstorm warning information, including a National Weather Service report of golf ball-sized and baseball-sized hail in the Lake Minnetonka area just west of Minneapolis. Then another severe thunderstorm warning, broadcast immediately, that includes Nicollet, Sibley, and all of Hennepin County in Minnesota. 347. More clues to the impending disaster. Again, a listener from Shakopee, just southwest of Minneapolis, who details his experience in the building storm.
Touch me when we're dancing. The Carpenters, Karen and Richard, brother-sister act. Back in action again, 13 minutes before 4. Dark clouds over the Twin Cities, but a lot of rain falling out of those clouds. So those are the thunderstorms that have been in the forecast all day long, and now they're here. And they are dropping a lot of rain on the metro area. This is a caller from down around Shakopee, and you had a what'd you call it, a squall line that went through there?
Yeah, that's what I would term it. It was short-lived, but extended, I could see well past our town and well toward the north. It was moving from northwest to the southeast, and the normal cloud movement today is from the southwest to the northeast. So you could see it coming, and as it arrived, there was a large gust of wind picked up a lot of loose debris. It deposited a little 4x4 sheet of plywood from someplace and put it on my front steps.
The listener calls painted a picture of a building storm. Within minutes, another interruption from the National Weather Service.
Half inch to 18 inches wide.
Yeah, and the overspray will probably end up on old what's-his-name's fence.
Rotoflow.
The National Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the Twin Cities 7-county metro area. Thunderstorms moving into the Twin Cities are severe. Large hail and locally damaging winds are expected. We'll join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this severe thunderstorm warning that does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
The National Weather Service has issued another severe thunderstorm warning until 4:15 p.m. for Anoka, Ramsey, and northern Washington counties. Golf ball-sized hail and very heavy rain was reported in eastern Hennepin County, with the same cell that was producing hail over Mound earlier moving fairly rapidly northeast at 35 to 40 miles an hour. Again, until 4:15 p.m., a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Anoka, Ramsey, and northern Washington counties.
All right, there it was right from the National Weather Service, and that applies to Anoka and Ramsey and northern Washington counties, and it will be in effect until 4:15.
Within minutes, a tornado strikes in southwest sections of Minneapolis. At 4:01, after the lead story from CBS News, WCCO radio programming is interrupted again by the National Weather Service. It's a tornado warning this time for the Twin Cities area.
May end up with less than 10% of the seats in the National Assembly. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Paris.
More after this. This is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Repeating, this is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities 7-county metropolitan area. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We will join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this tornado warning. This warning does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
Five seconds. Four, three, two, one.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning until 4:35 p.m. for Hennepin and Ramsey counties. A tornado was reported touchdown near Lake Harriet by the Minneapolis police and also around 30th and Grand. Until 4:35 p.m., there will be a tornado warning in effect for Hennepin and Ramsey counties. Additional details will follow.
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or to the corner of the basement toward the tornado. Avoid an area of the basement directly below heavy appliances upstairs. Take a battery-operated radio and flashlight with you.
What you are hearing are recorded survival instructions, which are broadcast immediately following announcement of a tornado warning, and then rebroadcast periodically in the following minutes. A note here about the warning devices you have just heard. Several years ago, WCCO Radio, in consultation with the Twin Cities Forecast Office of the National Weather Service, designed a system of talk-up messages for use by the National Weather Service. The messages alert broadcast stations of coming weather watch and warning information, broadcast on the National Weather Service VHF radio facility. Twin Cities broadcasters may then choose to simulcast the emergency information. WCCO Radio incorporates its own familiar alerting devices into the National Weather Service VHF radio programming. The klaxon horn you heard is purposely a terrible, irritating sound designed to alert even the drowsiest listeners to impending danger. That sound, often the target of newspaper column jibes, has become the hallmark of WCCO Radio coverage of tornadic weather. It is used very sparingly. Back to the June 14th storms. First word of the tornado touchdown in southwest Minneapolis came in the 4:01 broadcast from the National Weather Service. The strike had come 2 or 3 minutes earlier. The commercial schedule at WCCO Radio is canceled now and would not resume for several hours. The storm clouds are moving rapidly, and at approximately 4:13, another interruption from the National Weather Service. The tornado strikes again, this time just north of St. Paul.
Now, earlier we had been tracking those rather heavy cells.
Police report from the Roseville area report that a tornado was sighted near 36th and Snelling, moving northeast. Reports from the media and from the Sheriff's Department report some damage in that area. The areas to be affected will be in the next 15 minutes by this possible tornado and others that may be descending from the same cloud base. Will be White Bear Lake, Vadnais Heights, and the area of on the north side of St. Paul in Ramsey County. The storms will take it, the movement of the storm will take it into Washington County within the next 5 minutes. Okay, we've got just some updating information right this very minute in the Shoreview area, north of St. Paul. Some injuries have been reported. Unknown amount or seriousness at this time. We will continue to update you within just a few minutes as soon as more reports and more definite reports are received. This is Craig Sanders broadcasting live from the Office of the National Weather Service.
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows.
Again, tornado survival instructions, giving announcer Deal and News Bureau personnel time to consult and reach out. 4:16, Deal calls in WCCO radio meteorologist Bill Anderson, who arrived in the WCCO Weather Center on a regular day off just moments before. More repeats, more survival instructions, another tornado warning.
It's now 16 and a half minutes after 4, and Bill Anderson is at our WCCO Radio Control Center, our weather center. But, Bill,
yes.
As soon as there are any updates from the National Weather Service, I've instructed Master Control to cut us immediately.
Absolutely.
And go directly to the National Weather Service. Where are you now on of this? We have sightings of tornado activity continuing in the Twin Cities metro area. Sightings reported to update this in Ramsey County at the intersection of Snelling Avenue and 36th. Highway 36 near Lake Harriet in Hennepin County, and at 38th and Grand in the city of Minneapolis, and another sighting damaging houses in the Shoreview area of the Twin Cities. And as you heard a moment or two ago, injuries have been reported from that last warning that in the Shoreview area. What do you show there, Bill Anderson?
Radar shows a very intense, very intense thunderstorm cell in the northwestern part of Ramsey County, moving toward the northeast. Now, we're not going to try to delineate all the towns it might be heading for, but you know where you are. If you're in the northern half of Ramsey County or anywhere northeast of there, heading into the northeastern corner of Ramsey County and then into the northern third of Washington County within the next half hour, you should be taking shelter immediately. Now, I just drove in, and the roads have a lot of water on them. There's some small trees down. Don't go out. The car is absolutely the worst place you could possibly be when a tornado hits you. Now, what you want to do is to get away from windows, doors, and outside walls. We've been over this several times, a number of times on CCO Radio, and we'll keep hammering it home. Don't try to go outside and get a photograph of it. There's a lot of rain out there, dark clouds. You may not even see a tornado before it comes in on you. The signs of a tornado tend to be loud noise, and a tornado will often come right after rain stops. So don't think that when the rain stops, the danger is past. Count on us to tell you when that danger is past. If you're in a house and threatening weather comes, again, get away from windows, get away from doors and outside walls, head for the basement, head for a small room. Bathrooms tend to be fairly safe rooms, small closets. Don't try to herd the family into a large room that does have windows. Get them into someplace small, get them down to the basement, and get some blankets or something over the children and over the adults. Most tornado deaths occur from damage to the head, so get them down. If you don't have a basement, you don't have a small bathroom, one thing you can do is to pull the sofa away from the wall and get between the sofa and the wall there. That way, if any damage does occur to the house, falling parts will land on the top of the sofa and not on you. Right now, we're going to break away right here and keep up on the reports that are coming in. But once again, that is a very severe thunderstorm with tornadoes dropping out of it in the northern part of Ramsey County. And indeed, any part of the Twin Cities area is in danger right now of severe thunderstorms, that is winds, hail, and frequent lightning strikes, as well as those tornadoes that have been spotted in parts of Ramsey and Hennepin counties especially. So we'll be getting back as soon as possible, and we'll be giving you live feeds from the National Weather Service whenever additional information does come over, such as right now.
All right, Bill Anderson, and I guess we're going to be going to the National Weather Service momentarily. But as Bill said, that's moving to the northeast out of Ramsey into Washington County. That would be the northern part of Washington County that seems to be on the path line now of all of this turbulence. So as Bill said, we won't attempt to delineate all of the communities in northern Washington County, but to alert you there.
Warning. Here we for go portions ahead. Of the Twin Cities 7-county metropolitan area. EAN is requested. Details of this tornado warning for portions of the metropolitan area in 45 seconds. Weather conditions in and around the Twin Cities have produced a tornado. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for portions of the metropolitan area. Details on this warning in 30 seconds.